With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Sources say the White House altered the record of President Biden's garbage remark about Trump supporters.
According to two U.S. government officials and an internal email obtained by the Associated Press, White House press officials altered the official transcript of the call in which President Joe Biden appeared to take a swipe at supporters of Donald Trump. Biden was responding to racist comments at a Trump rally by a comic who referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Biden, in condemning the demonization of Latinos, said Trump supporters are garbage. The altered transcript inserted an apostrophe, making it seem Biden was referring only to a single supporter, the comic. An email says the change was made after the press office conferred with the president. Vice President Kamala Harris distanced herself from Biden's comments. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican Whip Senator John Thune tells Salem Radio Network that Biden's quip this week calling Trump supporters garbage reveals a lot about how the president and the Democrat Party regard conservatives.
I think it just reminds the American people of the view, the lens through which a lot of Democrats view Republican voters across this country.
President Trump is suing CBS News for $10 billion over a 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris. Trump's legal team filed the lawsuit Thursday, arguing the network edited the footage to cast Harris in a positive light. The lawsuit says CBS participated in partisan and unlawful acts of election and voter interference and substantial news distortion when it aired that interview. An Arizona judge says thousands of voters' names affected by a technical glitch must be released. Around 98,000 residents with a driver's license issued before 1996 did not have a proof of U.S. citizenship on file. This is SRN News. Christians are working to get out the vote by knocking on doors.
If you live in a presidential battleground state, it's probably the Faith and Freedom Coalition. That evangelical organization reports its volunteers have knocked on 8 million doors in seven key states seeking to get Christians to vote. Polls indicate that millions of believers still don't get to the polls on Election Day, and mobilizing even a small percentage of them could decide who becomes president. FFC is predicting good turnout on Tuesday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The groups promoting abortion amendments on the ballots in 10 states have outraged their opponents by more than 6-1 and are spending far more on ads. The majority of the money is being raised and spent around the question before voters in Florida. There's been an influx of campaign funding in South Dakota as well. That includes money from national abortion groups such as Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. Pennsylvania is one of several states that flipped in the 2020 presidential election. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton's touring the Blue Wall states and reports from outside Pittsburgh.
In 2016, Donald Trump narrowly won the state before losing to Joe Biden 4 years ago by about one percentage point. The latest polling averages give a slight edge to Trump, but he's in a statistical tie with Kamala Harris. Allegheny County here in western PA is solidly Democratic, but all of the surrounding counties are Republican. Both campaigns have been furiously courting voters in hopes of winning the biggest battleground prize next week. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania.
Tarantulas are on the move in California. Male tarantulas leaving their dens for mating season, which runs from September through mid-November. They're frequently seen in the desert, in the mountains, and along the central coast. More details at SRNNews.com.